It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chaddy De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to another edition of the Monday Waffle. The top four spots are now set and everyone's very excited. Today I'm joined by Michael Stamp and Chaddy De Hare. How are you guys?
Well, thank you, Jack.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Jack.
Fantastic. Now, even with a win under their belt, Even with a win under their belt this week, Claremont will not be able to make it into the top four, with East Fremantle also having a win. Ergo, meaning West Perth also won't be able to make it into the top four. Now, going back to last week, it'd actually be pretty nice around now to see a top five, don't we think?
Absolutely. I completely agree. Claremont would be more of a force than Swan Districts, and I think East Fremantle now.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be fantastic to have a top five the way the season's going at the moment.
Because the game this weekend, Subiaco v Claremont, there would be so much more riding on that game if there was a top five, or even if just Claremont were a few games in front, then they'd be pushing for that top four spot.
Exactly. There'll be a lot more at stake than what there is now. The top four teams are set.
And pretty much the games are set, aren't they?
That's all that's left.
Yeah.
Until we see finals. Moving on to the first game of the round, Peel v South Freo, 14-10-94 to 13-17-95. What a nail-biter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good game. Didn't expect to see this from two teams at the bottom of the ladder. A couple of late goals from Jacob Martinez and superstar in the making, Jaden Pickett, really got the Bulldogs over the line, Katie.
Yeah, that's right. And Brad Bootsman's son, Josh, also returned. He's back from Carlton. He played his first game against his old club. I think he used to play for South Fremantle. Played his first game for Peel and kicked a goal. So he did not too bad.
Good start for the youngster. And also, mind you, though, Peel were up by 28 points in the second, 17 in the third. What's happening?
A classic case of the Peel not playing a fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah, just who turned up?
Yeah, they always drop off in the fourth, but a good sign for Fremantle fans, Michael Walters making his return, had 19 possessions and a goal. So I think we'll see him playing for the Dockers this weekend.
It'll be very exciting. Katie, possessions.
Yes, for South Fremantle, Tim Kelly got 29 possessions, Brendan Verrier 22, Bairstow 22, and James Seller 21. Ruckman Brock Higgins also did well. He got 20 possessions to go with 22 hit-outs. For Peel, Anthony Morabito, Matt Brown, and Kristen Thornton and Sam Menegola all kicked two goals for Peel. Jacob Ballard got 31 touches, Captain Brendan Jones 24, and Morabito 23.
All very great stats.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Moving on to the next game, Swans v East Perth, 11-5-71 to 14-22-106. East Perth should have and would have won by more if they hadn't kicked 22 points, Katie.
Oh, but a win's a win, Jack, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's less than 40% kicking accuracy. What's going on? Like,
yeah, Josh Smith kicking 3 goals, 5. And the big man down forward. Come on, mate, get your kicking boots on. But he mustn't have taken it to Bunbury.
Yes, a win's a win. They're down in Bunbury. It's Swans region, but neither teams play there that often. Well, Swans hardly play there, let alone East Perth. But what's going on? It can't be that disproportionate of a grounded advantage or disadvantage.
Yeah, you're totally right. Katie, you were down at the game. How was the crowd at Bunbury? Good turnout?
Yeah, I think there was about 3,500 people there.
Oh, like, that's great.
And
there was the game beforehand, unfortunately, I think it was, well, South Bunbury won, I'm pretty sure, by like 100 and something. Or maybe
the Monday Waffle, yeah, Katie, not the Monday Southwest Football League.
They won by 100 and something points, which was a huge victory before East Perth got out in the park. But it was a really good oval as well, nice and... Yeah.
Good to hear. Good to see the Waffle down in the country as well. Now, this game, this win puts East Perth back on top of the ladder outright, and they really needed to bounce back from their loss against Subiaco, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely.
East Perth will probably play Subiaco first week, and there'll be no home ground advantage, will there?
No.
I'm excited for that game. Yeah. It's going to be really good. Subiaco beat them twice this season. Can East Perth get a win, Katie? I know you're not happy.
They always say finals is a different game, but I remember when I used to play, amateurs that is, don't worry about the finals. It's still another game.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends how Subi's going to go through this. They've had an interesting sort of turnover. Like, they've had the loss to Claremont. East Perth won 12 straight. But they're definitely set. You know, it's no longer a David versus Goliath battle now.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much on par with each other.
Yeah, I agree. Just quickly on the Swans, I don't know if it's list management or Greg Harding trying to make a statement, but Blaine Bocourse, Adam Faulkner, Matthew Rogers and Matthew Jukes all dropped from this game. What are your thoughts on that?
Doesn't like Matthews.
Doesn't like young, good players. That's the question. But Talon Ames as well, the captain, was out with concussion. Tim Gapin as well. Six big outs for Swans. And no wonder they just didn't get over the line.
Yeah. East Perth were good, though, Stampy.
But not with less than 40% kicking accuracy, they weren't.
But is Greg Harding resting his young players knowing that they would probably be taking on East Fremantle in the first week of the finals? Is he resting those players, or is he making a statement that's saying, these guys are not playing well, go back to the reserves and play better?
Well, I saw in the paper he said he was making a statement and saying if they were performing not to the standard he wanted the week before, then they wouldn't be in the team. So
that's a fair call. You know, players are there in the top Waffle sides to perform, and people want to see a good game of footy, and, you know, you pull up your best players. You call up your best players.
Just a few standouts during the game. Will McGuinness and Josh Smith, they kicked 3 goals each. I know you said Smithy kicked 5 behinds as well. Brendan Lee, 31 touches. Craig Wolf, 27. So the co-captain's getting plenty of the ball. Jacob Brennan, 24. And Dean Cadwallader as well had a really good game, 22. For the Swans, Ricky Carey, Aiden Anderson and Rogers kicked 2 goals each. Graham Jetta, he got 27 disposals. He was having a pretty good game, but I think he was shut down quite well by Freddie Clutterbuck later in the match. Justin Simpson, 26. Aaron Alari, 25. And Kurt Ugel, 21.
It's the Monday Waffle.
On to the next game of the round, East Fremantle v West Perth, 9-11, 65 to 7-6, 48. East Freo needed to win this one. They have successfully stopped the Falcons and Claremont from any finals hopes, as well as securing their own finals appearance.
Yeah, must win match for the Sharks. It was against West Perth. And they needed it because 2 straight losses. Katie and Bonnie will speak to Rory O'Brien in a matter of moments, but Katie, what are your thoughts from this game?
Well, I got my tip right. That's one of my thoughts. and, yeah, I think, well, Brett Peake, he was fantastic. He kicked 5 goals. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, the Sharks just clipped their wings. Possessions, Katie.
We've got Mark McGough, 28. Rory O'Brien, 28. Jamie McNamara in his game back, 31 disposals. And Cameron Eardley, 21. For the Falcons, Stephen Brown and Marcus Adams kicked 2 goals each. Aaron Black got 30 touches. Shane Nelson, 28. And Rowan Kerr, 27.
Can you believe that West Perth are only a game in front of 7th place at South Fremantle?
It's outrageous.
We all had them top 4 heading into this season. If you told me now that they were sitting in that position now, wouldn't have believed you. It's not unbelievable.
Where have they gone from last season to now? Like,
yeah, I don't know what to explain. I'd love to speak to Bill Monahan.
And the same with Swans. You picked them for Wooden Spoon.
Yeah.
And they're sitting 3rd. Although, fair call is that they've decreased over the last couple of rounds.
Yeah.
But they had a stunning first half of the season.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, that we spoke before about how it's a bit of a tragedy that the top 4 isn't exciting and all teams are set in stone. But coming into the season, teams are just not making the finals where we expect them to make it. And then I expected Swans to be down the bottom. Now they're towards the top. So it's good in that perspective, isn't it?
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
We're joined now by East Fremantle Sandover medalist and superstar Rory O'Brien. Rory, thanks for making your return to the Monday Waffle.
Yeah, no worries. Glad to be here.
So your Sharks had a good win on the weekend, coming off two straight losses. Do you feel like you've secured fourth spot on the ladder?
Look, we hope so. We've definitely shut out West Perth now, but there's still a mathematical chance that Claremont can get there. But destiny's in our own hands. That goes on if we don't win any of the last two. So I think we'll put in strong performances in the last two rounds and hopefully be able to win one of those games to secure it.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got quite a high percentage ahead of Claremont, so that works in your advantage as well?
Yeah, we do. I think it's three games we're ahead of them and 15%, so it's a lot to make up. I think we turned the corner on Saturday against West Perth, so that's a positive sign for us as a club.
Now, Brett Peake had a ripping game on the weekend. He kicked five goals. What are the boys thinking about his season? He's had a fantastic season to date.
Yeah, he has. He's been so influential in big games for us. He's been really good last year, but this year he's taken his game to another level. And to kick five goals again on the weekend, I think he's second or third with Bernie Naylor, and he's going really, really well.
And Brad Dalziel as well. He missed the game. What's up with Brad?
Yeah. So Brad will be back after the bye. Brad just had a little concern with his lower leg. But he'll be back after the bye. He's trained a little bit this week. He'll train fully this coming week. And then to have a solid hit out the week leading into the Swan Districts game. So he'll be a great addition to our side.
That's fantastic news. Now, I have a bit of a confession to make here, Rory. Every week I do an O'Brien watch where I sing that dreadful jingle from the O'Brien glass window ad. And I look at how you and Brock have played in the week before. Now, you've both had outstanding seasons, Brock with 18 disposals on the weekend and yourself with 28. Is there any rivalry between you two?
No. I think there's no rivalry between us two, but a lot of people do compare us. But we're two, obviously, brothers, but we're two totally different players. He can kick a ball 50 to 60 metres, where I can only probably kick it 40. But no, there's definitely no rivalry, but it's funny when people are talking about it because we're just two different players.
Now, you've got the bye this weekend. Are the boys planning on getting up to anything different, or it's all business as usual?
Inside word.
We've had a big, obviously, couple of weeks. The Claremont game was horrendous conditions, and then the game against South was quite taxing. And on the weekend, it was a solid hit out. It was like finals against West Perth, so we'll probably have a lighter week on the track. But we've got our actual gala auction Friday night, so all the boys and their wives and partners go to that. So we'll have a social night there, and we've been given the weekend off, which will be good at this time of the year to freshen up and come back on the following Monday and get ready to take on Swan Districts.
Sounds very nice. Thanks very much for joining us, Rory. Really appreciate
your
time.
Hi, this is Basil Zemplis. Mondays, can't wait for Mondays to come around because you know what that means. Online, there it is, my brand new edition of the Monday Waffle.
And moving on to the final game of the round, Claremont v Perth, 17-8, 110 to 10-13, 73. It's a shame that Claremont only found its form so late in the season. It lost six of its first eight matches. It was always going to be an uphill battle for these guys. A bit of a bittersweet ending for them, I think, with the East Fremantle win. And Perth have now lost 12 straight.
Claremont have won about five straight at the Showgrounds as well. They play so well there, but the first half of this game was really, really poor. The turnover city, it was at the Showgrounds, just turnovers at either end of the ground, and Claremont really just kicked away in the third quarter. But Perth tried to stick with him. There were 13 goals in that third quarter, but yeah, towards the end of the game, Claremont had the game in the bag, and yeah, recorded another win.
Mark Seabee again, he was fantastic. Three goals, and yeah, just racked up plenty of hitouts. Captain Jake Murphy, he got three goals as well, and Trinity Hanley. Mitch McGovern and Jack Bradshaw got two. Ryan Neitz, 37 disposals. Tom Ledger, 31, and Luke Blackwell, 29. For Perth, Callum Collard, he got four goals, so he was the standout there. Jared Ugle got two. White got 35 touches, and Tropiano, 27.
Luke Blackwell, is he the favourite for the standover medal?
Could be, but there's still a few others in contention. Stamp, you know that very well.
I think he is the favourite. I think he'll get his second in 4 years. The other guys, I think, Kyle Horsley would be up there, O'Brien, Dalziel, but yeah, Blackwell is just so clean. Love watching him play.
Yeah, he's got great execution and he's consistent. So all the numbers are there. Just have to wait a couple more rounds to find out, mates.
It's the Monday Waffle.
Time to get our tips out for the boys. A recap of round 20. Katie got 4 out of 4. Congratulations to her. The gamble of East Freo paid off.
You.
I can't say that wasn't a fluke. Jack, Michael and myself all got 3 out of 4. So at round 20, I think we're doing well, guys. We've definitely improved. We used to get one,
we got to
regularly
a slow start.
Zero. Yeah. It was a slow start for 19 rounds.
And are now, we the Claremont of the Waffle Tip?
Yeah, I think we're just getting our stuff together now.
Katie's still the Perth.
Oh, definitely.
Or Peel, maybe?
Oh, yeah. No, not that good.
Somewhere in between.
All right, so tips for round 21. And you reckon it's a bit of a confusing round, Jack?
Yeah, there's only one game that I'm comfortable with tipping fully behind, and that's Royals and Demons.
So you're going with the Demons, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. Just got to look out for their Mortons. You know, they didn't play last week.
Katie probably is legitimately going for the Demons.
Another draw, mate.
Yeah, not this time, no.
East Perth for all of us?
I believe so.
Yes. Got to play it.
Hoping so.
Got to play it safe there. What about Peel Thunder and West Perth at Bendigo Bank Stadium?
This is a tough one. Yeah, this is one of Jack's ones where we just don't know because Falcons are just not playing well and Peel play actually surprisingly really well at Bendigo.
Peel, you know, they probably want to distance themselves a bit more from Perth. There's only one spot between them on the ladder, you know, it's anyone's game. I am honestly stumped. Bonnie, Katie, what do you girls think?
I think it's going to be hard to go past Peel. I think they're going to win this one.
What?
Oh.
You tip Peel?
Yeah.
Jeepers. No, I'm going to go with West Perth.
See, I can't decide because I went with West Perth last week, as did you and Jack, and that's where we went wrong. That was the only one we didn't get right, so they let us down there.
Well, it's redemption time.
Okay.
Falcons.
My roughie is going to be Peel.
Be cool. That's going to...
Good call, Jack. Good call.
I love how this happens. Yeah. Bonnie, who are you going with?
I'm behind Jack by 1 point on the ladder. I don't want to make it 2, so I could play it safe and copy his tip, but I might go with West Perth. I'm going to overtake him this week.
Risk it to get the biscuit.
Split down the middle. This will be interesting for the round 21 recap next Monday. Game 3, Subiaco v Tigers.
Match of the round by far. I wish this had a bit of meaning to this game, but look, we'll have to cope with it anyway. Look, Subi coming back from the bye. They'll be fresh as a daisy. I'm going with the Lions.
Yeah, and Matty Boland on top of the leading goal kickers. 47 goals this season so far. Fresh legs is looking good. Claremont have beaten Subi once before, though. This is breaking my heart. I think I'm going to go Subi as well, though.
I'm going the Tigers. That's my roughie of the week.
Of course.
That's the roughie. Roughie.
What about Peel? See, Perth. Now, I probably would have given Tigers a second thought if it was at Claremont, if it was at the showgrounds.
Yeah.
But because it's not at their home ground, and I think they rise a lot to that occasion, so it's not there. I don't reckon they'll get it in the bag. I'm going with Subiaco.
And finally, South at Fremantle v Swan Districts, a falling Swan Districts, you know, not at the same scratch that they were a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about this earlier on. Guys, what do you reckon?
Well, South Fremantle coming off their win, but Swans will hopefully get a few of those players that we spoke about before back. Hopefully Talon Ames will be back, Tim Gapin up forward. I think the Swans have to win this just to get some confidence heading into September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure Benny Saunders wants to get a few goals so he can get on top of the leading goal kickers in front of Boland. And don't forget, Ricky Carey too, he's got a dynamite boot.
Yeah, he's only 3 behind Saunders, so it's a good game. Might see a few goals in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Swans. I reckon they're going to come back in the fourth.
I'm tipping Swans as well. I was going to tip South Fremantle, but
I put up too much of a compelling argument.
I'm going to go with Swan Districts as well.
And that's all from this week at the Monday Waffle. Join us next week for round 21. Maybe I'll be in front of Stampy. Maybe Bonnie will be on par with me in the tips. And maybe Katie Might just get one vote. Anyway, that's it for us this week. Keep kicking goals, guys.